You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The City of Duluth's Planning Commission has approved the permit needed to allow Vineyard Church to offer unhoused individuals a safer place to sleep. The church had previously proposed the creation of a safe bay in its parking lot. The safe bay would be operated entirely by the local nonprofit CHUM, which is currently undergoing renovations at its usual location. It would also be available to unhoused individuals each night from 8 p.m. to 10 a.m., and CHUM staff would conduct check-ins every half hour. Some residents have expressed opposition to the plan. The American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation announced the official opening of the Trek Trails in the Cable area for the season over the weekend. The trail system was opened last year in partnership with the One Track Mind Foundation and Trek Foundation, adding over 17 miles of bike riding trails for both beginners and advanced riders. The trails include cross-country loops, downhill tracks, a skills park, and a jump zone. Residents interested in taking advantage of the trails can find maps and updates on trail conditions on the American Birkebeiner website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing air quality resources with residents in honor of Clean Air Month. The agency's air management program shares air permit documents and application information, public hearing dates, and other resources with residents through the Air Permit Public Involvement webpage. The DNR's website also contains an interactive map tool where residents can explore air quality data from across the state over the last 20 years. DNR officials are asking residents to become more air aware this May. The American Red Cross Northwest Wisconsin chapter is looking for more volunteers for their disaster action team. Red Cross officials say members of their disaster action team are some of the first people on the scene of a disaster, providing critical support to affected residents. Volunteers will be trained to respond to emergencies and support families in crisis following things like fires, flooding, or storms. Any Northwest Wisconsin residents interested in becoming a volunteer can find more information and sign up on the Red Cross website. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sharing details on a new initiative aimed at improving mental health services for residents across the state. The Governor's Interagency Council on Mental Health is in the process of creating a statewide action plan for mental health improvements. DHS officials are looking for public input on current programs and the development of new programs aimed at addressing the root causes of the mental health crisis. Residents can provide feedback through a survey on the DHS website until June 30th. The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a bipartisan bill that would give pharmacists the ability to prescribe certain birth control measures under specific conditions. If passed into law, pharmacists would be able to give patients 18 and older seeking birth control a self-assessment questionnaire and a blood pressure screening. If no red flags arise in the questionnaire or blood pressure screening, the pharmacist would be able to directly prescribe birth control pills and contraceptive patches. The bill passed in the State Assembly 87-10. The Superior Police Department has opened an investigation into an alleged hazing incident at Superior High School. According to law enforcement authorities, the alleged hazing incident reportedly occurred last week and involved the school's boys' lacrosse team. They say school officials notified the police department about the alleged incident, which took place while the team was at an out-of-town event. Neither Superior High School nor the police department shared details about what the alleged incident entailed, and the investigation is ongoing. The man who injured three people, including two children, when he crashed his car into a house south of Hayward in August has been sentenced to prison. 38-year-old Matthew Allen Quaterer of Hayward entered a no-contest plea to three counts of felony recklessly endangering safety and one count of driving with a prohibited blood alcohol content causing injury last week. The crash occurred on August 28th, and a doorbell camera video showed the vehicle running a stop sign on Highway 27 before leaving the roadway and going through the wall of the house. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan was indicted by a federal grand jury on Tuesday. Judge Dugan was arrested last month after being accused of helping an undocumented immigrant evade arrest by federal authorities in her courtroom. Judge Dugan is facing up to 6 years in prison on charges of obstructing a U.S. agency and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. She's expected to officially enter a plea at a hearing on Thursday, and her attorneys say she asserts her innocence and looks forward to being vindicated in court. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin says it was notified of the termination of grant funding for expanding internet access. On Friday, the state digital equity planning and capacity grants were terminated by executive order as President Donald Trump called the funded programs racist and illegal. The grant program was meant to provide digital skills and internet adoption support for low-income households, veterans, people with disabilities, and rural residents. State officials are now working to determine the full impact of the grant cancellations. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers able to avoid the sweep by beating the Guardians 9-5 yesterday. Logan Henderson became only the second player in team history to score wins in both his first two starts in the major leagues. But Henderson says his arsenal of pitches is still a work in progress.
I know the cutter and slider have a lot of work to do, which is definitely a big confidence boost. I've had two solid outings so far. I got to go out there and keep executing and do what I know I can do. Just fastball at the top and throw the changeup off of that.
The Brewers host the Twins tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers holding off-season workouts, but center Elgton Jenkins has not reported until he gets a new contract. Luke Butkus is the offensive line coach.
I mean, Elgton Jenkins and I came in together in 2019, so he's a great man. He's a great teammate. There's no concern whatsoever.
The Packers' regular season schedule is out. You can download it now at civicmedia.us. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like Hollywood is on hold when it comes to releasing movies, at least until Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning opens next Friday, the 23rd. In the meantime, there is no shortage of horror films in theaters, and a new one opens this weekend. Final Destination Bloodlines is the sixth and supposedly final installment of the Final Destination franchise and is batting a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mystery thriller Hurry Up Tomorrow tells the story of a musician who has insomnia and begins to question his life. There are no reviews, so tread cautiously, but the film has a solid cast with Jenna Ortega, Barry Keoghan, and The Weeknd. Another mystery thriller that also hasn't been reviewed yet, called The Ruse, opens wide this weekend. An in-home caregiver fears for her life while watching over an elderly patient in a seaside house. Just a reminder that Sinners and Thunderbolts are still playing in theaters and have also reviewed very well. Let's go to the movies. Tom Cruise is used to saving the day in the movies, and it spilled over into real life. Simon Pegg says the Mission Impossible franchise saved him from alcoholism and depression. Yes, he was thrilled about getting the role, but says the production was unbelievably supportive and made sure he had a sober companion on the set of Ghost Protocol in 2011. Pegg also recalls Tom Cruise saying, "You're going to get in shape for this film. You're an agent now." Halle Berry was forced into a wardrobe change before she hit the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival. The festival has a new no-nudity policy, which only took them about 75 years to enact. Berry is in France as part of the festival's jury this year. She didn't seem to mind at all being told to find a different dress and believes the new nudity policy is probably a good one. And it probably is, especially because most people don't look like Halle Berry. Various sources say the policy was enacted to avoid a situation like Kanye West's wife appearing fully nude on the red carpet. Well, it didn't set the world on fire, but for those who enjoyed it, Captain America: Brave New World will be available to stream on Disney+. The film stars Anthony Mackie, who also appeared in The Falcon and Winter Soldier. In the film, Captain America meets with the president, played by Harrison Ford, and is asked to foil an evil global plot to save the world. Tough gig. It drops exclusively on Disney+, May 28th. A Greek couple is getting divorced thanks to AI and a cup of coffee. A woman has filed for divorce after reading the ChatGPT signs she believes told her husband was cheating. After making coffee for her and her husband, she took photos and asked ChatGPT to interpret the coffee grounds. The chatbot not only told her there were signs of infidelity, but also that her husband was fantasizing about a woman whose name starts with an E. The husband told the Greek City Times that this has happened before when his wife was following an astrologer's advice. And some people think AI is a bad thing. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Be weather aware today. We have the possibility of severe thunderstorms this afternoon with hail, wind, even a couple of tornadoes possible across much of the region. So stay weather aware and be paying attention this afternoon. Otherwise, windy and warm, upper 70s today. Behind the storms, much cooler, windy in the 60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.